For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. Texas Tech is the largest university in the western two-thirds of the state, and its footprint looks to be growing. There are now 17 campuses across the system, including one in Seville, Spain, and the soon-to-be-opened one in Costa Rica. But two other projects, a dental school in El Paso and a vet school in Amarillo, are also in the works.
I see Texas Tech moving, you know, in the forefront in those two areas of innovative new ideas about how to deliver those kind of educational opportunities.
Texas Tech Chancellor Robert Duncan says work is ongoing to grow the system. Feasibility efforts are currently underway for the dental and vet schools. And if all goes according to plan, the two schools could open by 2021.
You're getting your first graduating class at the vet school at or around the 100-year anniversary of the university. That'd be pretty cool. Same with the dental school.
A dental school in El Paso could alleviate a big deficit. The border city currently has 172 dentists for about 860,000 people. That's one for every 5,000 residents, compared to the state's average of one dentist for every 2,600 Texans. The cost of the Woody L. Hunt School of Dental Medicine is about $74 million. The Hunt Family Foundation has given a $25 million gift, and a foundation in El Paso has given a $6 million grant. State lawmakers set aside $8 million to do the feasibility study. Three other tech schools already call El Paso home: the schools of medicine, nursing, and graduate biomedical sciences. The vet school, which would need about $90 million in private funding, would be on the Amarillo campus of the Texas Tech Health Sciences Center. The city of Amarillo has endorsed a $15 million sales tax rebate for the school. The plan has leaped a few hurdles, including objections from the state's lone vet school at Texas A&M University in College Station. Its vet school is ranked number 10 in the world and number 4 in the United States.
It's not that we're trying to compete with A&M. What our goal is to try to provide a meaningful and innovative opportunity to solve this kind of shortage problem.
Duncan says the need for a vet school is clear. Out of the 6,660 practicing veterinarians in Texas, 46% are 60 or older, and only 180 focus on large livestock animals. Couple that with the high concentration of commercial dairy farms and beef cattle feedlots in the panhandle. He believes the vet school is crucial to the foundations of the economy, the vibrancy of communities, and the safety of our food supply.
We're in feasibility, which means we've got to use the money that the legislature gave us to look at the business model, to look at the academic model, and to be able to demonstrate that this model will address that shortage and also address the cost issues that are out there for veterinary education. And we believe the model that we're using does that. So we think that's going to be successful. I'm very excited about inventing something new. When you start from, and we've told industry this, when you start from the beginning, you can create and design a program that will fit the needs, and you're not having to do it like we've always done it. And I think that's the beauty part of this.
Texas Tech is also adding another campus outside the U.S. The ribbon cutting for the 7-story building in Costa Rica is set for March. Classes there will begin in September. The campus will be adorned with the same Texas Tech seal that leads into Lubbock's campus off of Broadway. Texas Tech University Costa Rica will be completely self-sustaining and self-supported through revenue generated by student enrollment and revenues collected from ProMerica Group.
That's a unique opportunity for our university to provide the signature educational experience for students in Costa Rica, as well as for our students who want to study abroad.
For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney.